first reading from the book of Revelation, we hear that John, in his vision, is given a scroll to eat, and when he eats it, it is sweet to his taste, but then sour in his stomach. And the angel says to him, he says, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. St. John is writing, of course, in a time when Christianity, of course, was simply a very small group of people, and the predominant religion was pagan, or you would for today be atheist, or at least non-Christian. John could be writing in some sense to our own day as Christianity kind of becomes less and less the dominant force in the world, at least in the political realm or in the sort of the bigger things. But yet, what we do see today is that there are many people whose Christianity, whom Christ has really kind of have this great zeal and are ready to go out and to proclaim the gospel. Well, St. John is drawing on the prophet Ezekiel in this particular description, because Ezekiel too was given a scroll back about 500 years before St. John was writing, was given a scroll to go to the people of Israel to proclaim to those who were exiled that the Lord was going to remain faithful even though they had not been faithful. And the angel tells Ezekiel, says, you're going to go and these people are going to be hard-headed, they're not going to listen to you. He says, but you need to go and you need to proclaim. And in a similar way, the angel tells John in the first reading of Revelation to eat that scroll, which is sweet to his taste, sour to his stomach, but then he must go to prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. I think there's two ways that this scroll could be applied in a way in our own life. First of all, that God's promises are sweet and his word is sweet to our taste. Even sometimes we're in prayer or we're just walking down the road or whatever, and there's a thought that comes to our mind of God's word, or there's a song that wells up in our heart, or there's something, or even we realize that we need the Lord's forgiveness or we need to forgive somebody, and that can be quite sweet, even if it could be sweet tears, even if it is tears. But it's very sweet to our taste, and then comes that moment where we have to actually go through the execution, especially if it is somebody that we need to forgive or that we need to ask forgiveness. It's like, it's very nice to think about it. It's very difficult when it comes to the moment we have to actually do it. And that's when we get the butterflies in our stomach, or our stomach begins to feel a sour, we have anxiety and tension, and we're not quite sure whether we want to go through with it. But we know that that word has somehow touched us, and yet it's going to be a bit sour. Another way of looking at this is just in terms of prayer itself. Saint Augustine had this beautiful image of, he says, you know, God wants to fill us with his honey, with his goodness. He says, but if we're full of vinegar, where is the honey going to go? Well, what we have to do is we have to drain out the vinegar, scrub the vessel out, because we don't want it to taint the honey, and then the Lord can fill us with his goodness. And I think that the gospel has that, exactly that message today. Jesus is going into the temple to cleanse the temple of everything, because it has become a den of thieves. It becomes this marketplace, and the Lord wants to clean it out so that it can truly be a house of prayer. In the same way, those words, which are sweeter than honey, need to not only fill our mouth, but to fill our hearts and our depths. And in order to do that, we sometimes have to clear out a lot of the ugliness and the filth that is there in order to make room for God's goodness to penetrate us more deeply. So we're reminded today through the gospel and through that first reading that the Lord wishes truly to fill us always with his goodness, that his promises are sweeter than honey. They're greater than much riches that we could obtain in this world. And to really receive them and to have them penetrate our life more deeply, we simply have to clear out all of the clutter and all of the vinegar so that his goodness can penetrate us and affect us more in our life.